This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the KE Report. Big Al is back. I wasn't with you last week. I should be with you every week from now on. Get a lot of comments. It gives me something to do on the weekends. And I love all you guys. I will spend all of Saturday addressing your comments on both these particular two segments and also on the next two segments. First two segments going to start out with Rick Ackerman. You guys all know Rick. He is frequently a guest on Corey's part of the show, but I got Corey beat. I've known Rick for a very, very long time. I have been interviewing Rick not only on the radio program, but also at various events at investment conferences all over the world. Rick, in the past, you and I have talked a lot about what's going on in the conventional markets right now. I want to start out with the conventional markets, and I want to go on then to the precious metals markets. As of right now, we are in big trouble. Even though Joe Biden says inflation is not a problem, and the numbers that I saw last night are really, really terrible. Regardless of what you're talking about, regardless of whether you're talking about fuel, i.e. gasoline, diesel, what have you, appliances, what have you, the numbers for the most part are in double digits. This scares the hell out of me. Rick, what do you have to say about that?
Well, first, thanks for inviting me on, Al. You know, what scares me most is not the numbers. It's really whenever Biden opens his mouth. You know, I don't think he can speak authoritatively on any subject. And I saw a mention the other day that he was going to try to get together with Putin. But I think Putin has been watching Biden's, I'm not sure if he's at any press conferences, but in Biden's town hall and other appearances, I think he took questions from a reporter the other day. He looks like he should be in an assisted living center, you know, a memory care center. So, you know, it's a shame, really, when a mind gets wasted from old age. But Biden's not fit to make pronouncements on anything. Taking this, let alone sit down to a table with Putin, who must think, is America serious, putting this guy in front of me? All right, so anyway, to take this subject of inflation, big debates there, and I think the, you know, credit spreads are mitigating in a way that suggests that that maybe the worst is past. And certainly if you look at the bond markets, they're not exactly suggesting that we have explosive inflation up ahead, but I don't think it's really for reasons that the Federal Reserve would suspect or talk about, because I don't think there's anybody who works for the Federal Reserve who got past the fifth grade, really, with respect to what they know about basic economics. There's a huge sum in the pipeline globally. We've had a credit blowout all over the world, so to say that it's not going to have an impact, the only thing I would say, hey, have you guys noticed the stock market, which they never seem to look at, but we're not having a 1970-style inflation.
No.
Where grocery prices go up and we push wages higher. Wages aren't really going higher. They're sort of all in on that, the big employers like Amazon and Amazon have raised the minimum wage in a lot of the fast food restaurants, but there's only so far that it can go, really, since whatever is getting pumped into the pricing mechanism has to come out of either assets that are cashed out or expectations of cashing out assets. So the Fed has misread the trend, but bottom line, I think inflation may have been overestimated.
Well, Biden said last night, or he was quoted last night on one of the major networks as saying the real inflation numbers are about 0.2% a year. Those are not the numbers that I'm seeing. What I'm concerned about, aside from inflation, Rick, I'm very, very concerned about the fact that the financial markets in the United States are really in a disarray. The U.S. planners, for lack of better terms, are treating this totally wrong, in my opinion. The amount, Rick, of welfare that's going out to people is absolutely killing the job market and hurting an awful lot of small industries. We talked about that when you and I chatted a couple of weeks ago. I do not see any end to this particular problem, Rick. And quite frankly, I am very concerned about the well-being of economic America. You don't seem to share my thoughts. Am I correct?
I think we're beyond concern, really. We're headed into a spectacular collapse. And it's been a question of inflate or die for quite some time. But that has a cost. The more you inflate, the higher price levels are, the
right.
more cash it takes, and therefore the more borrowing. And believe me, it's all borrowed in some way, even though the trail can be pretty murky when you see some of the borrowing that takes place. For instance, where does the money actually come from when Apple said it's going to, instead of touching a dime of the tens of billions of dollars of spare cash they have, they would rather go out and borrow more to buy their own shares? But it's a kind of Byzantine route that the transaction takes, so we don't really see all that borrowing, and I think it's very little understood at the level of trying to figure out what all the cross netting out of leveraged instruments that make up the derivatives market, the bottom line. So anyway, we borrowed quite a bit, and at this point you can say we can't afford to have interest rates go 50 basis points higher.
No, not even close.
And when you reach that point, when you say, well, we really can't afford to have interest rates go higher, guess what becomes absolutely inevitable? I mean, the Fed can't keep pumping forever. And as they continue to pump the bubble bigger, we're just going to have a worse bursting of the bubble.
Rick, I want to get into that, into the next segment. We've got about a minute left here, and I want to say that you hit the nail on the head. The bubble is going to burst, Rick. There's no question about that. And where is that going to leave the United States? I have to tell you, after watching the news on the networks last night, what really scares me, doesn't scare me, is what are the Democrats going to do when they get their asses kicked in the next election? Because anybody with a clear mind right now could not vote Democratic, Rick. You got about a minute here, and then we got to take a real quick commercial break, bud.
Well, unfortunately, you could have said the same thing at the time of the 2020 election, that we'd have to be crazy to elect a Biden-Harris ticket.
Oh, sure, sure.
And although we didn't elect one, we do have one installed in office right now. So my very cynical feeling is that it doesn't matter. Like if you're tracking DeSantis, for instance, as a possible presidential candidate in 2024,
right.
He looks great. The only problem is if he gets 100 million votes, he's still not going to be declared the winner.
Right. You really believe that, don't you, Rick? I mean, I personally do. Rick, we got 30 seconds for you to wrap this one up. So you are convinced that the last election was totally fraudulent. Tell me why in just a few words.
Because I watched 100 hours of the Giuliani Jenna Ellis hearings, and I saw some of the best election forensics experts in the world step forward and say exactly why it was stolen and how it was stolen. They had the whole thing down chapter and verse, leaving out no details. We even had videos of vote theft in Atlanta, and it only took 50,000 votes total.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law and do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second segment of the first half of the first hour. Boy, if you can follow that one, you can follow anything. Chatting with Stephen Lieb right now. We are talking about the potential of an incredibly profitable investment arena, i.e. commodities in the relatively near future. Stephen, before we get into that, I want to talk about one other thing that to me is very important, and that is You mentioned in the last segment that money can solve virtually anything. I would have to say that, yes, in theory that's correct, but in the situation that the United States is in right now with the deficit, I think continuing to throw printed dollars at the problem is going to really get our country in trouble. You got comments on that, sir?
Yes, I do. And, Al, I just want to, you know, modify. If I gave that impression that money could solve anything, I would say up to this point in my life, I have not seen a problem, an economic problem that could not be solved by money. Because up to this point, we've always had enough supply of what we needed.
Right.
And all it took was money. Even in 1973, during the first oil embargo, when OPEC, you know, started thumping their chest and decided they wanted to take control, they embargoed oil because of what was going on in Israel, etc. It was still ultimately money that solved that problem. It was money that built up a massive defense that we had, and we were the only ones that could protect Saudi Arabia. Nixon made a deal, etc., and we had the petrodollar, and the Saudis really had no choice. But there was never a fundamental lack of supply of what we actually needed. We're in that situation today for the first time, probably in the history of America, and that's how, you know, that's how different this is from anything else. Don't make any mistake about that. That's what I want to make clear. Now, the national debt, I don't want to ignore that question. The national debt, Janet Yellen was asked yesterday, the current Treasury of the Secretary and current Secretary Treasurer, former Fed Reserve Chief, very intelligent woman, you know, a good-meaning woman, etc., and has grown up with this kind of thought that when you have a problem, what you do is you throw as much money as you can at it. And, you know, it should work, especially if you're the reserve currency and you can spend as much money as you want and no one's going to trouble you because ultimately they need those dollars to buy other goods. But the problem has become, how are you going to pay off the interest on this debt? Are you, if the, and her answer was, that's one of the senators asked her that yesterday, you know, the national debt is like, you know, it's ballooning.
Yeah.
This is like we're in, you know, the Second World War. And maybe during the second, I said during my lifetime, I was not around during that period. And there we really did have to scramble for supplies. And there you really did have a lot of inflation, but it wasn't permanent and a lot of money. And, you know, there was, you know, there were real issues. But in today's world, it's a war, but it's not a shooting war. Hopefully it never will get to that point. But the difference is, in today's world, if interest rates start rising dramatically, I mean, her answer was, we can afford, let me back up, her answer was, the national debt doesn't concern us. That's basically what she said. The reason is that interest rates are so low that we can afford to service the debt. The real problem with debt becomes when you cannot service it. And, well, okay, we can't serve it. We could service it because interest rates are so low. But you're in a situation, as I was trying to explain, where you have massive constraints on supply. And you have people throwing money, creating debt, which is basically creating purchasing power. Everybody in this country has a lot of purchasing power now. And I'm, you know, happy for that in a way. But in another way, what if there's nothing to buy? I mean, you know, I'm speaking figuratively. I mean, the answer to this question lies at the door of Economics 101. You don't need a graduate degree in economics or a PhD from an Ivy League school to figure out that if there's so much money out there and so few things to buy, you're going to have massive inflation.
You bet.
And you have Powell saying, well, inflation's been anchored over the past 25 years. No one's going to factor in inflation. Well, it's fine to anchor inflation if you have plenty of food around, if you have plenty of commodities around to satisfy all your needs. But if you run out of that, that's a fundamental change. That's full stop. That's a different world. And you're going to very soon, when I say very soon, months, you know, within, you know, not in 2050, but I mean, by, you know, now, sometime during the next 12, 18 months, maybe, who knows, maybe sooner, you're going to run into a situation where inflation, because there's not enough goods to buy and there's a lot of, you know, money out there, it just, again, economics 101, too much money chasing too few goods. You don't need an Austrian school, you don't need a Keynesian school to tell you that. That means prices are going to go up and continue to rise. And if the commodities are too hard to get out of the ground, which they will be in certain cases, copper might be one of them as an example, silver could be, you know, in shorts. There are so many commodities out there that could end up in very short supply. And that means money can only exacerbate the problem make the problem worse and create inflation. So then you're faced with a situation where either you let inflation run wild, keep interest rates low, and that's just going to create more and more demand for, you know, goods. And it's going to, will create more, it create tremendous amounts of inflation. And you will just have something that is, it basically will shake the economy at its core, is what I'm saying. There'll be no basis to pay off, no way of paying off the debt. Either you can't pay off the debt or you have to starve people.
Steve, we've got to cut it here. Unfortunately, we've got to cut it here. That was a great example of something I learned years and years and years ago as an undergraduate in economics. That's called demand push inflation.
We are today, Al, and that's something that is ultimately the reason you've got to own commodities. You must. It's so essential. I'm not saying 100%. That's your decision, how much you put in, how you allocate your portfolio. But you must, and I have to emphasize that, for the sake, your own sake and the sake of your families, you must own commodities, gold, silver, et cetera.
Take a break right now, Dr. Lieb. Let me say, I've never heard in 40 years in the business, I have never heard an expert be so emphatic about purchasing commodities and commodity stocks right now. Stick around. We'll be right back talking about politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Cortland Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
The South seems to be leading the way in new COVID cases in the U.S. Louisiana with the highest rate of new cases per capita this month, Florida second. But former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb telling CNBC Friday he sees good news ahead.
There's an indication, it's a very clear indication across the South right now that you are seeing signs of the virus starting to peak. And what I mean by peaking is new daily cases will start going down probably this week. There'll probably be a discernible pattern towards cases day over day starting to trend downwards.
Dr. Gottlieb also says he'd like to see the elderly get first crack at COVID booster shots. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday calling for those with compromised immune systems to get the booster to prevent serious and possibly life-threatening cases. A deadly school shooting in New Mexico happening Friday at a middle school in Albuquerque. A 13-year-old arrested for allegedly killing another student outside during lunch. This is USA Radio News. Great Britain dealing with its deadliest mass shooting in over a decade. A 22-year-old man kills five people, including his mother and a 3-year-old girl Thursday in Plymouth before taking his own life. Security officials expressing concerns about the anniversary of 9/11. The Department of Homeland Security on Friday issuing a terrorism alert. DHS says the anniversary could serve as a catalyst for acts of targeted violence during what's already a heightened threat environment. The U.S. reporting over 1.5 million new COVID cases this month. Two governors talk about how they're handling the Delta surge in their states. Wendy King has more.
The governor of Oregon, Kate Brown, is calling up the National Guard to assist with putting up temporary hospitals.
To support our hospitals overstretched by patients during the Delta surge.
While the governor of Mississippi, Tate Reeves, says he won't impose a mask mandate and won't push people to get vaccinated.
There are risks associated with taking the vaccine, there are risks associated with not taking the vaccine.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for the second half of the KE Report. I'm going to talk about a political issue right now. The issue du jour, for lack of better terms, all week has been the situation in Afghanistan with the resounding success to date. We're recording this as late as we possibly could, by the way, you guys, which happens to be on Friday. We realize this is a very time-sensitive situation. Talking about Afghanistan, let's set an environmental description first. At the end of the Trump presidency, I've got Jim McKinney on the line with me right now, by the way. At the end of the Trump presidency, in your opinion, Jim, where did we stand in terms of looking at Afghanistan and realizing whether or not it was a problem? What do you think? Whether or not it was the Taliban was a problem.
Yes, the end of the Trump administration is a good point to look at in conclusion, but we have to remember and go back to why we entered Afghanistan in the first place. We entered Afghanistan because 9/11, because 19 terrorists boarded four airplanes, killed over 3,000 people, destroyed the World Trade Center's two buildings, attacked the Pentagon, killed almost 200 people there, and flew Flight 93 into the ground before they hit the Capitol building. That was a serious issue, and it started because of a failure of the Clinton administration to hold the Taliban responsible for training al-Qaeda and the failure to actually stop Osama bin Laden's organization then. And what we saw was an intervention that was half-hearted. There was no full decision to be successful. It was a very complicated problem through the Bush administration. They failed to put big efforts into it. At the at the beginning of 2010, Stanley McChrystal, General McChrystal, went in there, had a plan, I guess it was in 2009, had a plan to surge, put stability in the country, but then the Obama administration ran as quickly as they could out in between 2012 and 2014, left a vacuum. That's where Trump picked up in 2014, a problem that existed, actually he picked up in 2016, a problem that had existed for 15 years, and he said, we're going to fight to win this, I'm going to put more troops, we're going to reduce the rules of engagement, allow military operations to go forward, we're going to try and strengthen and build the Afghan security forces while countering Islamist terrorist groups operating in the area, and force the Taliban into peace negotiations. At the end of his administration, the Taliban were in discussions with the administration of a peace deal. What happened from that point forward was the Biden administration said, I'm getting out. They put a deadline. They walked out. Now, Trump had said he wanted to pull out, but the conditions that he wanted to pull out on were very much in a position, putting the Taliban in a position of weakness rather than strength.
Okay.
With a dedicated timeline of withdrawal and then a rapid movement and a proud statement by this administration, the current regime, the Biden regime, is, hey, there won't be a big collapse like Saigon in 1975. They'll sustain themselves. Incredible miscalculation. And what it's meant is that there will be a big vacuum once again in a very large area that allows Islamist extremists to continue to operate without control and without oversight in the international community. And that is a dangerous thought for everywhere and everyone.
Jimmy, I want you to put forth an argument against all of the Biden supporters who are saying Afghanistan is not a large area. Afghanistan is a small area. Let them do whatever they want over there because they have absolutely no influence on the United States. I'm hearing that over and over again. Would you counter that if you can?
Well, there's a certain amount that I agree with that in that statement. It is a long way away. The Taliban themselves have only been acting against the United States forces there because of the intervention. The problem is not the Taliban. The problem is the Taliban, it is indirectly the Taliban. It's the Taliban allowing other organizations, ISIS, the Khorasan group, the Hamadi group, a large number of different, Al-Qaeda remnants, to operate, train, get resourcing, and function based out of Afghanistan. So what we saw was in 2001 was a training and coordinated effort with a global terrorist organization that basically almost brought down Western institutions in 2001, and now we're going to see an opportunity for those same type groups to come. So do I think we should have been there all this time? I think we should have won it a long time ago. If we were going to put the effort into any conflict, we need to win it or don't do it. And that is the problem. And with the people that are out there saying it's a long way away and it won't impact us, it impacts the region exponentially, a significant problem. It will expand into the Pakistan areas, the tribal areas there. It'll expand into the southern Caucasus region. I'm sorry, into the southern Russian regions and the Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, and all those areas. And you could see a similar event to what happened in 1979 during the Islamic Revolution, where Afghanistan, the Russians, pulled out intervened because of what happened in Iran. They intervened in Afghanistan, and then eventually all those places around there just collapsed into Islamic rule. And that's a problem. That's a problem for the globe. Is there ways to solve it? There are. Is it a challenge? Absolutely. Do I support going back in massively to do it? I don't. But I think that people have to realize that this is going to be a problem.
Jimmy, I think that you and I agree on one thing. I agree that it very definitely could be a problem. And here is my opinion on how to handle it. I would have to say let's back up a little bit. Let's wait and see. Let's not get any more of our military personnel killed. Let's stop spending literally trillions of dollars on Afghanistan. At the next event that we know for a fact that the Taliban was behind, let's go in and not fight them with our hands tied behind our back. Let's go in and absolutely destroy them. And by that I mean use every power that we have to do that. Not just go in and fight them on their terms. Go in and destroy them on our terms. If they in fact do cause more deaths and destruction in the United States. And the dogs, so, the studio dog seems to agree with me, Jimmy.
Well, the problem is, what will that event be and how damaging will it be?
Huge.
And
that's, it would be huge.
But why would we wait for that? Why would we want stability first? And I agree, spending trillions of dollars, other things. But here's the dilemma, Al. This is a really big dilemma. There are over 1,500 diplomats in Kabul right now. There's probably another 1,500 to 2,000 other Americans there, including a now, well, not including another 3,000 troops that are going in to help them evacuate. If Kabul is overrun, you're going to see them stuck in a very precarious position, and you will have a very difficult time bringing military aircraft in to evacuate them. We may see a very large number of Americans killed very early. The Taliban, unlike Jen Psaki's concern about the international community looking at the Taliban, which was ridiculous, the Taliban could care less about what the world thinks of them, and they will behead, kill, and murder people indiscriminately in order to gain power.
Jimmy, I totally understand that. I want to make some comments here as soon as we have the commercial break. They are people who are very, very, very devout in their religious beliefs. I don't happen to agree with them. I don't understand how they can rationale what they're doing. Stick around. I'm going to be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Okay, Jimmy, I want to tell you, I'm not a military guy like you are. I'm pretty simplistic in my ideas as to solving problems. I agree with you 100% that the Taliban does potentially represent a problem down the road. I feel very strongly, and I'm saying this for you, Chartster, I feel very strongly my solution is let's, if they attack the United States, if they cause any harm to U.S. citizens, let's simply just take them out using whatever means we have to. Chartster, I am not simply describing right now a situation. I'm saying what I would do if I had the ability to do that. Jimmy, what do you think about my solution?
Well, interestingly, that Mike Pompeo made a statement yesterday, and that's exactly what he said the Trump administration had told the senior negotiators for the Taliban. You heard Americans, we will destroy you. And not only destroy you, we'll go to your village, we'll go to your family. And that was a pretty powerful statement. It's a position of strength. And actually, after you're serving there and understanding a little bit about how you have to work in that environment, you have to be in a position of strength. The Biden administration, the Biden regime, has actually been negotiating, trying to buy out the Taliban. The Taliban are absolutely laughing at the weakness of that administration and what they're doing, and they're going to threaten and expand more. So it's going to be, it is a very, very big problem. And that's the issue that we all have to face, because once again, we'll make mistakes that will have ramifications in the future. How many allies are going to trust the United States to stay committed in the future if we get involved in a very serious issue? We were attacked in 2001, and we never solved this issue. We have never gone full on to make it happen.
And in 2001, Jimmy, the country stood behind my philosophy, which was just simply take them out. They attacked us. I think that would bring the country together. Chartster, there you have it. I really believe that would bring America together as it has been in the past and as it is not today. Simply go in and take the proven perpetrators out. They're operating out of a village, for example. Destroy that village with no danger whatsoever to our warriors.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of people there, too. And a lot of people that have actually started to see education for children, starting to see women having some rights, starting to see some hope of a future of not living in mud huts and in caves. And as they, with the economy beginning to develop, people standing up for opportunity to vote for their choices. And the Taliban has been against that. Again, I'm not one of those that think we can solve the problems of the world, but when once we're involved in a problem, it's, you know, just leaving people, just walking away or just destroying people. We could devastate it. We could level the entire country with the military capabilities we have. But I don't know if that's going to solve anything. That certainly wouldn't look good for the rest of the world.
Jim,
for us.
Two questions. Why would it not solve anything? And why would it make us look bad to the rest of the world? The situation is purely and simply the following. We have warriors, as you told me yesterday, who are in Afghanistan. If they surrender to the Taliban troops, they are immediately executed. We can't screw around with these guys, Jimmy. We have to stop it. America is a strong country. America has principles. We got to put them out.
Well, I agree, but you have to target the right people and not indiscriminately kill, because that is a narrative. Remember, there are 2 billion plus Muslims in the world, far more than there are Western ideologues or people that have grown up in a Western, you know, the roughly billion that have Western ideologies from Europe and the United States. So you anger 200 million Indonesians, you anger 60 million, or actually it's 120 million Pakistanis, 60 million extremists in the tribal areas. That's a pretty hard problem to solve, as well as Saudi Arabia. You've justified their position for a jihad. So you do have to be cautious about these things. It's definitely challenging.
I disagree, Jimmy. I feel strongly, as I've said numerous times so far during our discussion, if they want to attempt to impose draconian measures on us, we simply do not allow that. And you know how I would suggest stopping that.
Yeah.
They're gone. They're simply gone.
I will agree if they attempt to do that on us. But I see draconian measures happening right now in America all over the place with mass lockdowns and Delta variants and Lambda variants. We're beginning to succumb to the same types of ideological
and
control.
And we cannot do that, Jim. I have to say that milquetoasts who are saying, but that's not what God wants us to do. Read the Old Testament. That's exactly what God wants us to do. You got to stop these people, Jim.
I agree with you there. We've got to stop this absolutely crazy move to that is basically taking away those fundamental principles that have changed the world to such a positive place. You know, the freedom of speech and the faith and to exchange goods for your own benefit, to be able to have, you know, a dialogue without being censored. This is insane what's happening right now in America. And it is an extension or expansion of what's happening in Afghanistan. It's just a different ideology driving it. But it's not all Islam. It's actually people that want power and manipulate others in order to achieve their goals. Exactly what's happening
here. You have to show them that they simply cannot do that when American citizens are involved. We got to get our people out of Afghanistan. We have to have a clean slate to do whatever we have to do to solve this problem. This problem has been going on for a long, long, long time. It has cost trillions of dollars and numerous American lives. What about that Wall Street Journal journalist who was beheaded in a public forum, and then the video of that atrocity was circulated around the world? You cannot mess with these people, Jimmy. You have to do the only thing that they understand. And you know what? You can almost say you're doing them a favor. They believe that when they die, they go to heaven and they've got a bazillion virgins at their command. You don't mess with that. You just say, okay, have a good time, you're gone. You got to do that, Jim.
You do, but you just don't. A lot of people are not supporting that actually live there, that are basic, that are just people. And so you have to selectively do
targeting. I don't care. I don't care if they're supporting it. They're there. They cannot. They have no influence on what the Taliban is doing. The only power that has the influence on what the Taliban is doing is the free Western world. I would maintain that if Trump had any, not Trump, I'm sorry, that if Biden had any cojones, that he would put together a meeting with the Israelis. When I stop, by the way, we've got to wrap it up almost immediately. We have to put together a meeting with the leaders of the free world, and we say this is the action that we all have to take. Sounds draconian, sounds drastic. I don't see a choice, Jimmy. You got the final word, and you've got a minute.
Just remember, Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Pakistan military forces have supported the Taliban in the past. They're either turning their heads or looking a blind eye now, or potentially undermining or using them as a tool once again to control the region. There's a big fight between Turkey and Iran and Pakistan for Islamic leadership in the world. It is a complex problem. It is a very difficult position, but I agree, you've got to negotiate from a position of strength, and you have to show people that we will not be stomped on. And that's what I think Donald Trump was doing. The problem is we laid this out too late, and now this administration is failing miserably.
Jimmy, we're down to 20 seconds. I almost don't care about this administration. Take out the word almost anymore.
They got to do it, though. They got to take action.
That's exactly what they have to do. Ladies and gentlemen, pretty drastic opinion, but that is Big Al's opinion. Have a good weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.